welcome back to another episode of the States podcast. It has been a while as we last did a podcast a few weeks back, maybe a month or so ago, as we kind of wrapped up the 2023-24 athletic year, but ready to kick off 24-25. I'm your host, Brian Freeman, and what better way to kick off the new podcast series for this year than talking about the sport that starts it all in this athletic year, that is State soccer. The Bobcats open up the regular season a little more than a week from now on August the 15th in Houston against Rice, home opener the following week, August 22nd against longtime rival UTSA, with an exhibition coming before all of that this upcoming week or later in the week against Abilene Christian on the road. So what better person to talk to us about the program than the program's head coach, Steve Holman. Get ready for year three at Texas State, coming off a 9-win campaign in year two. Coach, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Coach, always a pleasure getting a chance to visit with you. You and I have had many conversations since you jumped on board years ago. And always appreciate, the knowledge that you share, kind of helping, educate me a little bit more about the game as well. It's been very valuable for our broadcast. And so, I know that you've enjoyed the broadcast so far, but I got to say, I've got you to thank.
Well, not a problem. It's always been good having conversations with you, and you're one of the best. So like having you on.
Well, Coach, that sentiment goes both ways. So let's kind of get into it here. I mentioned 9 wins for you last year. Some of the highlights from last season: you beat Houston out of the Big 12. That was the program's second ever win against a program out of the one of the power conferences. A tournament win over Louisiana, first postseason win for the program since 2018, so the first for you at Texas State, and 37 assists as well. That was a program record this past year. As you look at the 2023 season, I kind of went through the numbers, but what else stood out to you about what you accomplished last year?
Well, I think we accomplished quite a bit. Like you said, big win over Houston. We had a series of shutouts. We had some other big wins in the conference, and, unfortunately we had a couple of ties that set us back just a little bit, but the Sun Belt, just like every other sport, is very, very strong from top to bottom. So to head into the conference tournament and get a win and then face the number one team in South Alabama, and have a very close game against them, I think we saw a lot of success. We certainly have something to build on. So we have a core group of players returning and just excited to get underway for the next season.
Yeah, there's a lot that's back, from last year. So a lot, as you said, to build upon. And there's a number of players that you and I can highlight here. There's one in particular I would like to discuss. It's a position that gets talked about maybe more than any other in the game. Keeper. For you, goalkeeper Caitlin Draper was voted as the team's player of the year. The Texas State player of the year comes in as a freshman, wasn't starting at the beginning of the year, kind of took over, not quite midseason before that, but cemented her spot as a starting keeper for you and had a remarkable year. As you look back at her freshman campaign, what stood out?
Well, what a phenomenal story. So we bring her in as a freshman. I think the expectations from our standpoint were that she would be a player who would develop and work her way potentially down the road into a starting role. And we didn't anticipate that it would happen so quickly. She's a phenomenal athlete. She has a great background. And, our goalkeeper coach, Nathan Stocky, does a really good job with the keepers. And once she, got underway, she just hit the ground running. And for a freshman to start in goal is quite rare, similar to maybe a true freshman starting at quarterback. So, she's only going to get better. She's only going to get better. We're excited. We have 3 years more with Caitlin Draper. And with that said, Caitlin Christman and Caitlin Draper are neck and neck right now. So it's kind of to be determined who will be starting this coming fall.
Coach, I've always been curious, who complements the other more? Does a great keeper, help make the defensive back line, or does a great back line help make the keeper? Which way does that work?
Well, I think it works both ways. when you're defending and you know you have a phenomenal keeper behind you, you play with a lot more confidence. Mm-hmm. And the same thing when you're a good keeper, you actually have a lot of control over the back line, your ability to organize. You know, sometimes people don't realize that if a keeper doesn't face a shot, like they didn't do anything, which is not the truth at all, because they're responsible for organizing the defense in front of them. And in the perfect world, they don't face a shot. So it definitely works both ways to have a solid defense in front and a tremendous goalkeeper on the back line.
You know, speaking of your tremendous defense and playing in front of that keeper, you made some additions last year to your defensive back line. A lot of those players, again, back in terms of the returners and some of the additions you've made there. Highlight some of those for us.
Well, Kenley Bradley is a returning starter at center back. And, you know, we expect her to fill that role again. She's done well throughout preseason. She's a leader. She's one of our captains, and she's going to be a senior. So looking forward to having her. Addison Peters is a starting center back, but unfortunately she suffered an injury a couple weeks ago that is setting her out for the remainder of the season. So we're looking for the next person to step up and fill that role. We have Lucy Hart, who had a phenomenal season last fall. She transferred in, really liked what she's done so far. She's come in extremely fit. She's going to be an outside back that's going to get up and down the field, and she's a senior as well. So we got some veterans on the back line and looking to integrate some of the newcomers there as well.
You know, as I mentioned before, coming off 9 wins last year, you got 21 through your first 2 seasons here at Texas State. You do the math, given what you had accomplished, you know, previously, you know, your time in the SEC and at Lamar, you're now over 300 wins. You got that milestone 300th, you know, this past season. What was that moment like for you?
Well, it was special. I didn't, you know, I don't really keep track of the numbers, but as it got closer, people started to tell me and remind me, and I had one of my first ever assistant coaches fly in for that game, and I was kind of oblivious to it, to be honest. I didn't know why he was there, and then I realized that he's actually there to see me secure that 300th win, and fortunately we did. So it was a really special moment. It was yeah, I mean, the team celebrated, got the water dumped on you, so it was pretty cool.
You know, I remember after the match going out with you and some of the staff for Pizza Valentino's, shameless plug, out there, local great place here in San Marcos, and your wife and your daughter were both there as well. You know, how special was it for your family to also be there, you know, for that moment for you?
Yeah, so it's just longevity. I mean, you're in the game long enough, you'll hit certain milestones, so I think I'm fortunate enough to continue to be a head coach at the Division I level and, you know, be around for this long. So yeah, it was really a special moment.
You know, so again, so much of your career, you know, a lot of success every place that you've been, you know, but this is year 3 for you with this program. What separates Texas State from your previous stops?
Well, what a special place this is, as anyone who knows Texas State and San Marcos can tell you. You know, my previous school, there wasn't a whole lot of scenery outside my office. And now I walk outside and there's a river. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place to recruit. Kids want to come here. I think more freshmen applied to Texas State this past year than any other state, any other college in the entire state. So it says a lot. Has a lot to do with, you know, our program, our resources, our leadership, from our athletic director to our president. Just a tremendous place to be, and excited to be here.
You know, you mentioned, you know, Don Coryell, Kelly Dampus, AD, president, respectively. And one thing I noticed from those two, every time we do a broadcast, there they are, right? You know, in the stands. I swear one of these days Kelly's going to go down with a goal smoke, you know, at some point for you. What does it mean to not only to have their support, you know, in the offices and financially or whatever the case may be, but to actually be present, you know, for those moments, for these games and matches? What does that say about the leadership here?
Well, we certainly don't take it for granted. I mean, I think I've been at many different schools, and athletic directors might make one appearance at a game once a year if you're fortunate. And certainly the president, unless they just happen to be a soccer fan, they just don't come to games. And so for them to not only come to one game, but to come to every home game we have, and then to follow up when we're on the road and our progress, I mean, there's no other school like it. I think this is, you know, one of the few schools in the country that can sit here and honestly say, like, our director of athletics and our president come to every game. And it's not just soccer, as you know.
Yeah.
It's every sport. I mean, we have it helps from top to bottom. It helps us with recruiting. You know, both are open and willing to speak to any recruit we have on campus. And kids make decisions because they want that kind of support. And we have it here at Texas State.
Let's kind of bring things back now to personnel for you. We talked about defense, talked about your keeper. One of the stats I mentioned earlier was that you had 37 assists last year. That was a program record. And, you know, again, a lot of the offensive playmakers are back. A lot of the strikers are back. Going through the returners and, again, some of the new additions that you have made, how do you feel about the offense going into the 24 year?
We feel pretty good. We have a handful of players that are returning that did extremely well last year. I think we are going to be dynamic. I think we're going to be dangerous. We're going to be a team that will hopefully turn some teams over with some of the pressing that we've been working on. And I think we'll score quite a few goals this year. And we have some depth as well. So it's going to be fun to watch.
I went through some of the schedule for you, the exhibition against Abilene Christian, the first two matches, Rice, UTSA. But then you look kind of beyond that, and non-conference play, it's a good mix for you, although you have three matches this year against the Big 12. Hosting Houston, the return trip for the Cougars, you're going to Baylor and Oklahoma State, all before conference play begins. What does it mean to have three of those types of games on your schedule in preparation for the Sun Belt?
Well, it's intentional. I mean, we want to arrive at Sun Belt Conference play having seen just about everything. You know, we try to schedule teams that are as good or better than the teams we'll face in the Sun Belt. And everything we do in our non-conference is to prepare for conference play. So even if that means, you know, a couple setbacks in non-conference, we feel pretty confident about our preparation heading into conference play.
Speaking of conference play, it feels like South Alabama has been the flag bearer in the conference, and that precedes your time at Texas State. They continue to be the team with the target on their back, you know, the hunted. Well, everybody else are the hunters, but there are other great programs in the Sun Belt too. Old Dominion's played really well. Georgia Southern's made some runs, you know, out of the East. There's some good depth in the West. ULM has been a surprise program the past couple of years. As you look at the depth of the Sun Belt, you know, both divisions, East and West, you know, how would you compare the Sun Belt Conference to some of the others that you've coached in terms of how good it is from top to bottom?
Well, at my previous stop in the, well, I guess Lamar was in the WAC when I was when I left, but now they're back in the Southland. So the Sun Belt is, I'd say, head and shoulders above the Southland Conference, comparable to the WAC. And then I, of course, spent 20 years in the SEC. So, you know, we're a step below the SEC, but I think the top teams in our conference could certainly compete at that level. Mm-hmm. But so that's a pretty big statement because the SEC is one of the number, you know, one of the top conferences in the entire country. But we're making progress every year. Our conference is getting better from top to bottom. It goes deep, and there's a lot of new coaches that are doing great things. So it's just going to be super competitive year in and year out.
You know, Coach, while I have you, I've got to talk to you about the Olympics. This is an Olympic year. Right, 2024 in Paris. The U.S. women's national team, as you record this, still going strong. They've always had great showings in the Olympics. You know, for the men's national team, another tough trip, right? You know, the way they lost to Morocco 4-0, tough for them. As an observer and somebody who's invested in the game so much as you are, what do you make about the direction of the national teams right now?
Moving up, moving forward. So the women actually you know, during this podcast, are playing Germany right now in the in the semifinals and looking to make a run, another gold medal run. And then the men actually have not qualified for the Olympics in quite some time. So their appearance and, you know, their ability to advance, because it's a different structure. They play U23s on the men's side, so it's not the full national team. So they've actually done pretty well, relatively speaking, despite the loss to Morocco. And then our men's national team, you know, with new coaches, and same thing with our women, I think the future is looking pretty bright.
Well, Steve, I don't want to keep you from watching the remainder of U.S. versus Germany, so I'm going to let you go. But, hey, definitely wanted to jumpstart the new year of the podcast by talking about your sport. I have so much respect for you and your staff. And actually, before I let you go, that's one thing I wanted to discuss with you was your staff. You made an addition over the offseason. Tell me about the new coach you got on board now.
Yeah, so we searched far and wide, and we had over 100 applicants, and you know, we narrowed it down to 10. We did about 5 Zoom interviews, and we were very fortunate to bring in Esther Toth. She's got a pedigree of coaching. She has a good, tremendous playing background, and she's been a really, really good, strong addition to our staff. She's a phenomenal coach. She's a great person, and she fits in perfectly with our staff. So all the hard work we put into getting a quality assistant has definitely paid off.
All right, so for real this time, I'm going to let you go so you can go watch the rest of the Olympic match. And yes, to all, you know, utmost respect for you and your staff and your program. I can't wait for the coverage this year. We'll have our first broadcast August 22nd against UTSA. Best of luck in your exhibition coming up later this week in the opener. About a week from now, a little bit more than that, against Rice.
Thank you, Brent. Appreciate you having me on.
You got it. Great. That again, head soccer coach Steve Holman joining us here on the State Sub podcast. Bobcats opening up a new year here really, really soon. We're looking forward to how that all unfolds. Well, for Coach Holman, I'm Brand Freeman. As always, yes, reminding you to keep your state stuff, and we'll see you next time.